people of Britannia.
Super de Feffel here with his final address. You have witnessed me brave the four horsemen of the apocalypse, risking my very life for the country I've loved for as long as it has been politically expedient to do so. I have wrapped myself so tightly with the Union Jack it's actually starting to hurt. But we must all wrap ourselves more tightly, my friends. Admit no other national vestments until we have absorbed that great flag into our very bloodstream. There will be pain, more for some than for others. But as we wince, scream, and writhe, we will all then know how great, how resilient, how creative, and yes, how massively fantastic we, the Britannic people, are. I want to start by paying tribute to Marcus Aurelius, Dashford, who so brilliantly led the campaign to feed children over summer. We were very proudly not going to feed children, all part of the let them go hungry strategy, but young Dashford helped us to see things in a different light, and we created a new let the children eat strategy over lunch, which will take the place of the let them go hungry strategy, which has been delayed until the autumn half term before being fully rolled out for the Christmas holidays. The free lunch smokescreen so cleverly took the heat out of a much more important event, the subsuming of the DFID into the Foreign Office. A whole department gone. Quite the coup for Dom Dom Mad Dog Rabbit. It means an end to the cash point in the sky. Debit card development, freebies for migrants, and all other meaningless comparisons or elusive alliteration. It means we have a new super department of foreign development and national self-delusion, which can project Britannia into the post-COVID world as a nation that will not just be doling out dosh willy-nilly to every beggar and their grandchildren's children. Instead, we will be a partner where we can be, an adversary where we need to be, and for most of the time, on our knees, setting the example of how a low-tax, low-cost, low-brow, anything-goes economy can provide staggering amounts of wealth. So, DFID, wave of the PM's magic wand, puff, nobody blinks an eyelid, and they say I'm not with it. With all of that, we are in a super strong negotiating position with the EU, my friends. We are pulling them to the edge of the Dover Cliffs. They will blink and we will have a first-class no deal, which, combined with the COVID effect, will require us to pull that much harder on our Union Jack underwear, to hoist up our fake leather belts, and to cut our second-rate coats according to whatever cloth is left for us to rake up off the cheap labour factory floors of far-off dictatorships. And it is this depth of poverty that I will lead you to, which will provide the impetus for our revival, our to once again be a force to be reckoned with in the world, freed of the shackles, yah, 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 and so it goes, my friends, and so it goes on. Of course, we're concerned. Of course, I get it. History. Let me put this on record, as I did so brilliantly in my Telegraph article. We will not rewrite history. Nobody can. It is written in stone. Extremists on both sides. There. That's that. Shut up. I'm still on it. I am. Comrade Starmer, shut up. You never say anything supportive to congratulate me. You never. We have been. We always have been and will be making Britain great again, and if we have to enlist those statue defenders who were standing up or falling down to ensure their eternal right to go to the pub was upheld 18 pints at a time, we will. This wasn't how we'd planned it. 41,000 and counting. Highest in Europe, third in the world. We put our arms around you. Herd immunity, the herd, not going to. I wake in the night, the mirror's still there, staring back at me. This was your destiny. I keep telling him it was. Hospital, the sweat, the terror. I don't deserve this. I don't deserve this. I'm not trying to. Dom Dom, you said you'd save me. We are one, you and me. I utter your thoughts. We are perfect together. Who comes next? Who goes there? Qui est là? Who comes after me will be worse. I will disappear. This version of me will not return. But who will take what will take my place? The entertainer, the chuckler, the life and soul of the party. But in the end, it all comes down to this. Who is willing to wield the cudgel? Who is ready? Super Defeffel is of your own making. He is your dream. So I disappear into myself and into you, Ding Dong. Far, far better. If the country had... Where will my statue stand? Where will my statue stand? Where will my statue stand?